Gail Curtin, I want you to turn to Rav Unterman's page 67-68. Unterman's Atzal, important halachic summation, also, I think, captures the mood of the current crisis in Eretz Yisrael on the issue of yichus, or really the future soul of Am Yisrael. Follow with me. On page 67, Hilchos Geirus, Der Bitzua. Everybody has what to look at here. Captures the mood of the tragedy that's facing Am Yisrael. So, Achshav, Shelos Gidolos and Seilo Bilchus Gidos, Bein Olam Achadoshim Shabo Vimachno Shonos, Eshav Zugos Shalasuri Tarubos. He poses really four shailas. One, that any geirus that we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael is geirus le'ishus. And l'chatchila, we don't allow geirus le'ishus. Number two, that you're dealing with the problem of kabbalas mitzvos. Do you believe that these Russians, if they go through a geirus process, are going to observe all the mitzvahs? Third, litan ala akum, someone had a sexual relations, says the chatrili, we don't marry them. So the shayla and the kedushin. After geirus, who's going to marry them? And fourth, the issue of ger kotel. Therefore comes up with a big chidush, I believe, not accurately, that is that because, and I speak in some personal experience, because they are fleeing the anti-Semitism of Russia, because they've been denigrated as human beings, because they're Jewish, that statement alone is not true. It's not true. Most of them weren't identified as Jews in Russia. They became Jews only in the Aliyah office, in the Jewish agency, they became Jewish. Before that, they weren't Jewish at all. They lived like Goyim, they were identified as Goyim, they suffered no anti-Semitism. It's rare that anyone will go back two generations to identify them as Jewish. Nevertheless, he says, because of that, they are so enthralled with Eretz Yisrael that when they say they're mekabel ol mitzvos, they mean b'lev sholim. And the fact that right after that they don't observe any mitzvos is not in violation of the Gemara in Bechoros Daf Lamed that says that if a ger doesn't accept all mitzvah of Torah till a minig achas shebi Yisrael, the geirus is invalid. So he interprets that, and you see, he's reaching out with his heart, not with his mind, and he identifies this statement in the Gemara, not mekabel, I feel a minig achas shebi Yisrael, meaning when you tell him to be mekabel all mitzvahs, he says to you, but this one I won't take. But as long as he's silent and he says yes, even though in his heart he doesn't intend, and you see right away from his behavior right after gelus that he's not accepted the mitzvahs, it's a valid gelus. Kulum gerim heim, and that's all. That's the key leniency that is now driving the whole gelus movement in Eretz Yisrael.
Why don't you take the gelus back?
He has an analysis of what we read in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam says that after gelus we don't know where we're up to until remember the Loshon, Ad shetira achrisa, the Loshon of Rambam in Isuri Bia in Per Gimel Halacha Tezvav. Ad shetira achrisa does not mean that you have an investigation, a kind of investigative reporter that goes to find out where they're up to. As I mentioned to you, they a rescue report did in Denver, and find out where are these gang up to, what is their level of service, and so on. So we're on page 67. If you could find on page 67, the second column, okay, second paragraph. Yishor shekibul aleim lidovik bedas Yehudis hoysa kavanosam vutsuya. The kibra leim bemes nishmo kol ma shenichlal bedazu. The yiduim habe mikrim keelu shegiyoros nizero yosim ba leim. The shtad legam lekayos abal yishwa mitzvos. Here, that is patently false. That right shot, because as we'll see, he himself vacillates in a minute, because it's all a time element. What are you talking about? You're talking about that you found out that 2 years later they made use of the Eruv on the other side of Washington Heights, right? And yeah, you want to cancel the Gerus? No, not that. But if you find that the following morning she's married to a Kohen, you find out the following morning the woman was declared a mamzeres. You find out which was so, and you find out 2-3 months later there's only one mikveh in town and this woman hasn't shown up at the mikveh, right? When I came to Muncie in 1960, we had one mikveh in town. And we had a Baal Musaf, very chosher fellow, and how women talk. There weren't that many poor families at that time. And the word got out that the wife of the Baal Musaf never shows up to mikveh. A young woman, it's quite possible she goes to another mikveh, doesn't like this mikveh. It wasn't exactly a pink tile mikveh, it was a fairly primitive mikveh. Right? Yeah. But then went by a whole winter with weather like this, it's unlikely that she traveled far to go to mikveh. Finally, since I didn't know what kind of bracha you make on Rabbonus really, I called her in and said that this is not sonish for us, right? It's something that, right? The husband came in and said, Rabbi, it's none of your business. I said, that's fine, but you can't daf musaf anymore. Yeah. He came close to Yom Ha'Orim Right? And they realized that they didn't ask him to daven musaf. They asked somebody else to daven musaf. So he came in with his wife and said, chotasi, etc. And I required forever after that she bring a note when she goes to the mikveh to one of the women from the sisterhood who's in charge of her as a punishment for her. I can't imagine my doing that now. But not being a little bit naive, that's what I'm always supposed to do. That's what we did. Well, you know, she's not going to make it, period. Cannot be. Then he throws in really a disclaimer. And this is where we're up to. What does he say? Look at, but he has the subtitle, the sub-chapter, Beis, right, on page 68. And yesh lachshosh, shema habol es gaya, right, lo yishmor es dinei Torah. See, kol tziachi ezel, which I gave it to you here too. And he's misreading the Achi Ezer. So I have underlined here, Abba Misha Mekabel Olam Kol HaMitzvos El Abedaito Lavo Le Teovo Un Eze Cherso Medin Kabolos HaMitzvos. Now what's called Le Teovo? What about you people know the Sugi Lo Lahaches Lo Le Teovo? No problem. He can eat kosher also. He has no problem eating kosher. He has no problem eating not kosher. Whichever restaurant happens to be available, you can walk around the corner and get a kosher restaurant. It's lo ichbasli. What is that called? Lahachis or l'teyobon. In the family, teyobon may be a taina. Teyobon is called a coercive force so that he's not really undoing his kabbalah, but he couldn't resist the temptation. And what do you do when the reason for driving on Shabbos, right, is not the teyovo? How would you find that he's driving on Shabbos not to go to the beach? Where he can walk to the beach. What do you find he's driving on Shabbos in order to go to a stadium to watch a so what does he do? He throws in a vacillating thing in Gimel. And says it's a chilik whether the ger will go to Chofetz Chaim kibbutz or to a Trefe kibbutz. Since the olim were assigned to different kibbutzim, and those who will go to a non-religious kibbutz, they will promise they'll eat kosher. They promise they won't be mechal Shabbos, but they live in that kibbutz. That he won't accept. Look at Gimel. Here you have to figure out. Sport, the aloch is still bothering him. You can't just make nothing of the fact that there's a question of the Kabbalah's mitzvos. So he's tying in. If they are disciplined enough or crazy enough to want to live in Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim, right, and be under surveillance of what they do, etc., okay, then I assume there's a Kabbalah B'lev Sholem. But if they are going to an irreligious kibbutz, even though they say will observe all the mitzvahs, that we don't believe them. So how do you slice it so thin when you is Kabbalah's mitzvah, not Kabbalah's mitzvahs? This is, however, as accurate a picture of the condition of Israel today. They're playing around with this Kabbalah's mitzvahs, one leaning on the Achi Ezer that says that the overlity over. I told you, I said that a Gieres who came to my Shreya with a Shaila. Shreya didn't do any Gerus. Shaila that she's afraid because her husband, her employer is a Reformed Jew, or active Reformed Jew, that their business is open on second day Yom Tov. They don't observe second day Yom Tov, right? And she's afraid, and since she has a key position there, that if she refused to come on a second day Yom Tov, she doesn't know what she would do if he fires her, if he tends to fire her because of it. Rashi said that's not a chesaron in the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs to be afraid. If under some special duress, you will not be able to withstand the Yetzer Hara. That is included in the Achiezer's concept. But to go ahead and say, well, my boss is a Reformed Jew, he observes only one day, so I will accept only one day Yom Tov. I don't want to be better than a from birth Reformed Jew. I guess has to be better than someone who's born Jewish. That's not a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. That would invalidate the Gevurah to begin with.
I heard a case maybe 3 months ago about a person.
I'm sorry?
I heard a case maybe 3 months ago. A person considered herself a homosexual and was worried that as a result her Gevurah would be overturned. So two questions there. I mean, first question is, one's considering oneself a homosexual considered Latei Avon? And second question is there such a thing as overturning a Gevurah, a valid Gevurah as a result of,
Not second answer. As the second question, certainly that such a thing as overturning Gevurah, announcing that Winter writes in his tshuva, that lo shamanu, he never heard of people taking back, but he didn't taking back the Gevurah. He never heard. Not true. You read that old tshuva of Ashrael from Luban yet. And of course, it's Matla Gevurah. One. Number two, although there's a Tosus that hints at something like that Mishkav Zohar is a great Yetzer Hara. It's an act that's Chayiv Misa. There's no way that anyone would paskin that I'm an active homosexual. Now, we've been playing games with that word now. You can be a homosexual, but you don't do anything like a homosexual. So why do you call yourself a homosexual? He has such tchunas hanefesh, but he doesn't do anything wrong. You're talking about someone who's over a Mishkav Zohar, and when he became a ger, he had no intention of giving up that lifestyle. Vadei dezo geros. No, I know anyone, any posting today would say when he's over on a chiv where they gave misa letiyavon, and the Chazal didn't classify that as an onus. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said, right, most yumsu shneim demayim bom, right, not the first pasuk. Most rabbonim when they talk about homosexuality, they only say the pasuk to'evahi, right. As I said once, you ask my children growing up, what's to'eva? They tell you broccoli and cauliflower. Right? It doesn't, not such a terrible thing, to'eva. Right? But when it says most yumsu shnehem, we know what they mean. Right? That's clear pshat. Right? It's not nachimos, it's a kedoshim to you that you have to look at the posik.
And in this case, it was a woman?
Sorry?
In this case, it was a woman, right?
In a lesbian?
Right.
The Chazal really looked upon that as just stupidity, I think. Begbal calls it, it's not a nice thing to do, but there's no Yisurim involved.
But it wasn't a Kabbalist Rabbanan, no?
I'm sorry?
But
at least
wasn't
even the Rabbanan
such a
thing. I don't see even the Rabbanan. The Russian doesn't see anyone in Russian.
Mahor.
Yeah, absolutely.
So would it pass all the Gairs?
Noshim is salsa, zubazu, whatever it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Would it pass all the Gairs?
Which one? I'm a male. No, homosexual, he said.
A female.
Female, that's lesbian.
Right. So would it pass all the Gairs?
No, but good idea to introduce them to a handsome man. Okay, which brings us to Ger Kotter. And he touches upon Ger Kotter. Right.
Rabbi,
Egbo.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Before the Ger Kotter, so just in some placing a Ger who's Kabbalas Mitzvos is suspect in a frum environment and hoping for the best, so Rabbi thinks that with all the respect to Rav Unterman, that that was more of a limud zchus, but it should not really be relied upon the maisa.
Yeah.
You need a sincerity from within.
And there were two tshuvas in my shvir, in the shvir, which I don't know, time won't allow, maybe next week, the last week, we'll maybe get to the other one, where the shvir vacillates. Mm-hmm. Where one tshuva, he says, pshita, they were over at Averis, right away. The other one, he says, but maybe at the time of while underwater, the machshava was 100% Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, right? And now they change their mind. It's Hen Vela Barafi Biyodi. I am personally, since I do deal with a mixed society, I have the slightest idea of what it means for someone to undergo Gerus and not end up as a Ger Tzedek. There should be no two kinds of gerus. A ger where he was mekabel and then broke away, or there's a ger who really stayed. Any ger that mekabel and broke away, in my mind, was never a gerus to begin with. It just isn't so. You don't find that's not the human personality. It doesn't work that way. On the contrary, you find there should be a special tefillah, you say in the morning, right, shochecha, chovecha, etc. Also put in and from a frum ger. Right. The frum ger make you like Tosis right. Brings down. They make us look sick on their zehirus and their frumkeit and so on. I don't see that type of personality that said yes, and then changed his mind. It doesn't go that way.
But Rebbe admits that there's a certain time after which there is such a thing as ger shechaz l'sura.
Right.
And the time is not so barur, according to Rebbe saying, but it's such an animal. That's like the Jewish chazal.
That's why the present mood in the Torah society is stay away from gerus. If yes, it should be concentrated or sequestered for specific places, one or two, but he didn't in a geographic area that should be assigned the task of gerus. There's no other way out, because the amount of research work, legwork has to be done before you could be honest and say, I'm a part of a bezdin that's willing to transfer Kedusha Yisrael to a goy. But next week we'll finish off at Ampurim, how B'nai Homan managed to get jobs as Rosh Yeshiva. Not the ones they hung, the ones came later. Yeah. Pinch of Tashagir Koton. Okay. Listen, look at the last thing. Okay, that's on page 70. The last thing he writes. Good introduction to the issue of Ger Kotel. Well, let me just make my comment. I see no valid. Let's put it this way. No solution that speaks reality of what the situation is to the problem of the half a million or so Russians that are entering into the Jewish nation without benefit of Gerus. They're just going to disappear, and when a so-called Passover Jew, they pass over the line, and in a year or two, no one will know the difference. The kids are going to the schools are secular schools, the families, the Israeli families who are Jewish families, are secular Jewish families who don't give a darn about investigating the yichus of a shidduch. The end result is going to be his bolulus, and then you have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to decide who's a kohen, who's a levi, but will not say anything else, mishpocha shenitma or nitma. I was going to end up. There's only one little bit we can do, and that is play a halachic game, be megaya v'ktana, against everything that we understand insofar as adding strength to Yiddishkeit. These kids You can convince the parents to let us be Megaya, your children. It makes no difference. You can still give them ham and eggs in the morning. We're not going to interfere with your Shabbos, right? You can still take them. That way you can get 100,000 kids, 200,000 kids to become technically halachic Jews. Because chatan doesn't require Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Should you do such a thing or not? That's a decision that the Gedolim have to make. But that is one avenue that's open to us, to make halachic Jews out of Ketanim. My concern is that they don't want. It's not going to be easy to convince parents to let us be Megaya your children. You have to sell them on this notion. Remember, it's not going to interfere with your lifestyle at all. They're not going to become Fum, God forbid. But there will be technically Jews. There'll be Al-Kotam. Al-Das Bezdin does not require any Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. I will see in a minute. So look what he does here with Ketanim. Bayezu, Shetobel Fanenu, Kishtiskaber Aliyah Misham, which happened, of course, so you have it on page 70, the first column, the bottom of the page. בין הזוגות המרובים יהיו מקרים של נושים נוחיות שישובו לרוסיה וישיבו של ילדי על ביניהם. On the way, he got this problem. Right? He postulates a social scene where the women decided they don't like Eretz Yisrael. And they're going back to Russia and leave the children with their husbands. Again, wild. What he does is introduce the problem of Ger Kotom. But what he says is just not realistic. It isn't true. Right. Okay. But the father, Abal Rotsa Legadil Basma Sayelet, Abal Aim Choshom and play Aim Choreget, she didn't want him to have a stepmother. What? So she wanted him to go into an orphan asylum? Some orphan home where the Rabbonim will be in charge. The Choshom Ki Rabbonim Yechon Lishloach also Lemosa Tachas Pikuchom. Right? Right? And we watch the husband. Situation there was. It was a Jewish husband with a Shiksa wife. Key point he makes is, however, look on the next column. Chus bizeh mefurish barambam yisrael shetok avachem koton o motzot tinek akom mitzvilu shim ger arei ze ger shem eved arei ze eved omnam ulech mishu vizkash belahudu ar bachol ofen zuhi halochot shein lo yacholik bevadai ki uav shem achal osa bedoeg lemachsorov hu miyutzi chalosov yesh lo zchus legairo al das bezdin. וכן הילודים שישרו כאן נוקה להתפיל מיילוס עד אסבסטין ולכן חמה בקי דאז הקדשני והשתיק וטובו להכיסה. Who's talking about that? Pshita. And I was worried about that. That's not the situation. His whole situation is where the woman is not going back to Russia and the husband doesn't want to raise him a bikki atola. What's going to be? Here's where I see we have a powerful reason today to be Megaya Ketanim al Das Bezdin. That's already a nice halacha. I think one that can be defended, even though the only thing that can't be defended is, so what will you gain sociologically? Is the Torah, what are you going to gain by it? If these people are going to grow up as goyim, even though they'll be technically Jewish, right, what do you gain by it? What do you do when he grows up? He's a gadol, he's chayav b'chol mitzvos shebat Torah, and he'll be what? A tinuk shenishba bein akum. That'll be his defense. Right? He doesn't know any better. And therefore what? So we're called an onus, not a shogeg. Well, it's a machlokes, but he has to bring a kol b'mchatos u'meiri b'ona b'samigdash. That's the issue. And has to be decided, is it good for the Jews or not? Is there an advantage in doing such a thing? But that is a halachic option that's open to us. Where do you see that? Look in Look at the Gemara in Ksubas. Let's return to the Daf Yud. That's my guess, I think. Okay, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Long subas. Alright. Amar Rav Huna Gerkoton Matbilin also al Das Bezdin. This is Micah Mashmalan. What are you telling me? Schusulo. Bezochen Lodem Shoba Fonov. Tanina, that's not a thing you have to tell me. I know that already. So why do you have to tell me it's a double portion that you can take a ger katan and my bilin also al das bezdin? Look at Rashi. Al das bezdin shloshe yiu b'tfiloso k'din shekol tfilas ger. Zich ger behein nasen lo av vareyu ger al yedehem umago b'yayin kosher. That's the test. Rashi uses the test for Judaism, for Jewish. It says, do you pasul wine or don't you pasul wine? It's interesting because the Naishaila, since what? Higdilu yocholim chos, as we'll see in a minute, what happens with the wine they touched before? Mao the same, you might think it's not such a good thing to be a Jew. 613 mitzvahs, all kinds of problems, right? Shiksas are out of bounds, and so on. They might the same, what? Right? We hold that by an Eved, you can't accept a Shach Shichu for the Eved without his Rishus, because it's called Chovenlo, not Schuselo, because Befkere Nichele, Kamash Malan, and Hanami Le Begodo. The Tom Tami Sura. Avakoton Schusulu. Okay. Lema Messiah, you learned in the Mishnah, in this Mishnah over here, and Daf Yud Aleph, that if what this guy over the Shtachu Chusos be Mnos Shoshonim. So this guy who less than 3 years, how to get less than 3 years old? My love, at not as bezdin. So therefore, you see that what a raya that you can go ahead and be tovel a child al das bezdin. So no raya. No, hocha my skin the gerush is gaya bon of the bros of imo. The nichlu b'may dover avuhan. That's a critical shot. You have to understand. What's he saying? That a little boy has rotzo, and he has an irotzo. Therefore, I have to decide, does he want or doesn't have? The fact is, a katan doesn't mean I can go ahead and coerce him. Only what then? I say, a katan will accept what I do. He doesn't have a das atzmo, so he accepts what I tell him. Therefore, there is a tacit approval to what we're doing to him. There's no raya of that. Why is there tacit approval? Because his father and mother are also going through the galus. He wants to be a member of the family. Everybody's doing it, he does it too. But if I get a sheikh that's walking outside, and I grab him, and I dunk him, and make a Jew out of him, Alochi is, he's a Jew. Bal Kocho, he's a Jew too. Right? That's what the Rambam, that's what the Ravunzman quoted that Rambam, right? There, even though we shouldn't do such a thing, but it would be, what's the raya? That's Chosulo. Right. So the Gemara says no raya. So we have our Gemara without a raya from another Gemara. But our Gemara nevertheless says that you can be told about that's best. Next. Amar Rabbi Yosef, higdilu yicholon limchos. But this coercive force lasts only until he has his own das, until he's of majority. And once he becomes a gadol, he said, I don't want to be Jewish, and that's it. And no one can stop him. Bezdin can't force him to remain Jewish. Okay. And now Rasha throws in the second test of Yiddishkeit. You see, in Higdilu, v'mkidish isho mishamicha, ain't sicha get liyos ki yischol mumma. He's not a yischol mumma. It's okay to live a froa. He never was a Jew. Therefore, you have to ask Rashi, what about that wine that he touched, which Rashi used as the test of Yiddishkeit, that he can touch wine, right? The answer is, all that wine becomes pusul. A barrel of wine which he touched, right? While he was a katan, you could drink that wine, right? Why, when he becomes a gadol and he's moche, then that wine becomes pusul. And how about the wine you drank while he was a katan? So what are you supposed to do about that wine? You drank Bishogeg, you drank Trefa wine, Yainesa, so the answer is, you have to drink a glass of hot tea and lie down on the radiator, right? To kash the belly. What? Nothing to do about it. Okay? Right. Bad business, though. What are you getting started up with him? Okay. One who does a critical hesber, you know, halachic hesber, is Tosfos here. Okay. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, what kind of nonsense? Zochel Godom Shol Bafonov. Nonsense. Sri is mitam shlichus, and then shlichus the kotan. The posuk came to Rimo Gam Atem, right? Gam l'rabo shulchachem, ma atem b'nei das, ha'shulchem b'nei das. Therefore, a kotan can't be a shliach, a kotan can't make a shliach. What kind of business of zochel olam shel b'fon? Okay. Comes Tosfos with two terutzim. One teretz, difficult to understand. Look at the first teretz. Yeshloma. Well, look, read, it'll taste a little more in it, right? Nearly, the Ochaname, the Zochen, only mid Rabbonon. I, Alpha Gab, the Rabbon, who? A cotton has Chi mid Rabbonon. But a guy has no Chi mid Rabbonon. But since Gitab Yodok born Kechot, since he's in the process of Geirus, so he'll become a Jew, so it's kind of gita v'yodo bon kechon. Therefore, we give him schiy de rabbanon. Okay, and with schiy de rabbanon, so he's only became a Jew mid rabbanon, and he's going to marry a Jewish girl, right? Mid rabbanon. He's not saying he's going to get geirus a second time when he gets becomes a gadol. Means that geirus of koton is going to hand lo micho. He's not going to change. What is it? Right? So he asked him, Tomar, Heche have a ger mit Rabbonon, Vashrinin li bebas Yisroel, v'kudushov kudushin, homen atoro v'kechovim hu. V'yesh loma, yesh koch v'yad chachomim lako dobo men atoro. And this you're going to do l'chadchile. Why do you want to do such a thing? Why should you want to get involved? Why should Matbilan also Aldas Bezdin? If it'll only be a Geirus de Rabbonon, right? And you have to be Oker, Adovim, and a Torah to let him get married. So that first Teretz is a difficult Teretz to understand, because after you do the Teretz, very nice, it's a good exercise of Lomdus. But the end, and Abani asks the question, why should you do such a thing? Why get cut Matbilan also Aldas Bezdin? Comes the second Teretz, and that's why we do it. Called the second teretz of Tosfos. Look at the second teretz. And then Agavuchi says, you know, there is a ger koton min haTorah. That's if the mother was pregnant and she went to gerus. Then you have a ger koton min haRaisa. That'll be a gerus deraisa. Otherwise, there's only all ktanim. So we have families who go to gerus together. In Muncie, there was a family from Sweden. A very interesting case. A fellow lived in Sweden, a place where any mention of a Jew, people would spit. They never saw a Jew, but great anti-Semitism in Sweden. Right? And this fellow lived in Jenerek Welt, someplace in Sweden, and all he had for him was the internet. And he picked up stuff about Yiddishkeit on the internet and began to study on the internet. A family with five children, right? They came to Muncie 2 years ago, right? To live among Jews. They relaxed around, also from the internet. Found that Muncie is a Jewish town. They didn't tell anybody. They came and lived for 2 years in town and intermingled with the Jews. The kids went to public school there, but he socialized it and finally made the decision he wants to be Jewish. Right? No one has spoke to him. I'm all a real unusual case. No hashpoh on him, just sat down from the internet. It's the only hashpoh he had. And last year they converted a whole family. They're now living in Eretz Yisrael. They've got a near my daughter. Choshevei kids. The kids are all in yeshiva, of course. They no longer will eat in her house, but that's another vice. She invited them for Shabbos. She used to come for Shabbos. But then once they got fum, that's the kind of geirus kotel we're talking about, not the kind of geirus that the Gemara is talking about. Look at the second Teretz in Tosfos. Right. ולפי ספורם דגרסינם במציע סחי מיו איסלי don't have the geirus midrabonan nichli. The motzal amema is the schiyah min haTorah. Ve'over kohavim koton, keeping the bolus gaya chashvina kis kol koton. Ve'af agav the schiyah mitam shlichus, ve'ilo shlichus min haTorah, hana mili b'dova shesh bo ksas chova, gan lahafrush tumoso, shem oya rotsa lefoto b'chita achas, o shem oya rotsa lehadif, aval hochash shchus gomor hulo, yesh lo shlichus. Machlok is two shittas in Tosfos, whether koton has shlichus or not. But we have a pasuk in the Torah, Atem Gam Atem. Shlichus comes from a pasuk. It's not a din derabbanan. It's a din Torah. Gam l'rabo shulchachem, bashulchem b'nei das, bashulchem b'nei bris, af shulchem b'nei bris. A goy can't be a shliach, etc. A cotton can't be a shliach. What's it all about? And Tosfos throws in this loshon that has to be defined. Sheshchus gomo, the shchia. And there's schia gmur. There's schus and there's schus gomor. What's the schus gomor business? And he gives an example. If someone goes in mafrosho truma, it says it's not a good hafrosho. Why? Because it is minu shlichus for truma. Why? Because maybe he gave what you don't want to give. You want to give him an ayofos, he gave him benini. You want to give more, he gave less. Therefore, there's a what? A decision making which is in the hands of the baal hatruma. Therefore, it's not. Therefore, you need minu shlichus. Without minu shlichus, you can't say zochen lo nam shlo b'fonov. Why? It's a great schus. The man has tevel, and I make sure that no one makes a mistake and eats tevel. It's chiyuv misa b'nei shemayim. Well, why is it a schus? Because there's a ksas chova. Okay, but he says over here schus gomer hulo. The one who was masbah this lahal and the lomdus halachi is Rebbe Ober. You look in the Birchas Shmuel on page 53a. One of these days, we should rearrange the number system.
All the highlights.
Huh? Yeah. The trouble is that this thing grew, as we developed the curriculum, it grew by itself, so I kept on adding in the back pages, but. Okay, here you have a nice lumbus. Wait, a beautiful Reb Chaim. Right? You have it on 53a. So the first paragraph just quotes the Gemara. word for word on the Tosfos. Right? Okay, pick up this base. Okay, the second paragraph. Bebir divrei ha-Tosfos nira. Din yagon Rav Chaim Zal pirish. Hafilu im nomar schiyah lav mitam shlichus. Gam keim b'din shlichus. Okay, that's classic Briske Teure. What do you mean that Sri is not mitam shlichus? It's 100% right. What does Sri mean? Forget about the words. You mean you're making an agent? Achilik, what you're going to call it? Call it Sri, call it shlichus. You mean that someone's going to act in your stead? That's called shlichus, no matter how you slice it. That's what a shlich is. Someone is acting in your stead. You call him, he's a mezake, or he's a shlich, it's the same thing. Therefore, the concept has to be a concept of agency. He's going to be my agent. That's a shlichus. And therefore, a katan can't be a shliach. No matter how you're going to term it, you're going to get away from that. The only mechanism we have for someone representing you is only through shlichus. Therefore, he says, "Umalchakosa mevschi mitam shlichus olam mitam shlichusu imu parsha mechodeshes b'torah din shlichus." That's classic Reb Chaim. Of course it's shlichus. The question is, which shlichus are we talking about? There are two kinds of shlichus. Right? One shlichus is called Atem Gamatem, a pasuk in the Torah. That's classic shlichus. Then the second shlichus is called Schiyah. Is Schiyah from the same pasuk? No. Schiyah is a new concept. A concept that says, and here I'd like to explain it, there's a minu shlichus automatic. I'll give you a poetic language which I use to be masber. This is when a baby is born, the first thing the baby does is cry. And the cry of a baby is, please help me. That's a minu shlichus forever after. Whoever can help me, come and help me. That's called zochen liyodom. That's the schus. The idea that someone can come to your aid is inherent in the concept of lo tov hayos adam levado, that we are a social being, we're a social animal, and we interact with each other. And therefore, it's understood that zochen li adam shelo befonav. That's mitam shlichus, of course. Only, I think the emphasis should be, whereas plain shlichus needs a minu shlichus, comes along Tosfos very nicely and says, if it's a schus gomahulo, there's no other way that you can see a bad side to this. There's no tzadra to it. Then that's classic schir. That's schir mitam shlichus, or rather automatic minu shlichus is really the way you should approach it. Memele says, therefore that's the chilik. So when parents come, that's what the Gemara says, parents come and bring the child, so the child will say, no, I don't want to be a Jew. Child is, he's 11 years old, he's 12 years old, right, watching television already, and decide, I want to be Jewish. So the father says, so get out of the house, go, leave. Right? I don't want to have a shekets in my house. Obviously, it's chusulo, it's chus gomulo to stay with his parents. Therefore, I don't have to worry about that the child is not merutze to the thing. To such an extent, as we'll see in a minute, that the Sam Sofer Paskins is such a schus gomahulo that he can't be moche. Gemara says, Yocholimchos, because that's only this Gemara says so. That's Rav Yosef. We don't paskin like Rav Yosef. Because if it's a schus gomahulo, there's no way he can be moche. Because schus gomahulo, and that's my hezba, is a minu shlichus. If it's a minu shlichus, it's finished. You made a shlich, he did it, and the shlich did the job. And you didn't stop it earlier, then the job is done. That's the punch of the Hezbollah. We'll see in a minute. My Shrez Atzal disagrees. So look at the end of the Baruch Bell. When Cain, last few lines, Atilu is chiyi mitam shlichus, yochon lius, the kotan gamkin is chiyi. The kivin lakol pochos he pasha mechudeshes is not part of the pasuk atem gamatem, but that's a kind of a unquestioned relationship that people have. There's a relationship called an agency, which is to do me a favor. And therefore, mikomo compares b'tayisun shlichzu b'tam shlichus, right? Ein lo b'kotan rak b'schus gomor. Where will you apply such a thing? Only when it's a schus gomor, right? Only schus gomor you can consider to be schus ulo. As long as it's sadra, like in the case of the truma, even though it's a minor thing, I want to give a better fruit, I want to give a lesser fruit, right? Nevertheless, it's not schus gomor ulo, therefore you need a minu shlichus. Where there's a schus gomor, you don't need minu shlichus. Look at the instead of giving you the, I think I may have given you the Sam Sofa, but it's in the Pisri Tshuva. It's easy to find it there on page 3. See, you have it on your day, Rish Hamachesh. Look at the Pisri Tshuva Ches. First, look. Where's the Machaber Zion? Okay. Ovid Kochovim Kotten. Im Yeshlo Av, Yochel Gairo So. Meaning against his will. Vim Ein Lo Av, Ubol Is Gair. Meaning on his own. O imum avio, this guy bezin megayron also. Sheshchusulo v'zochem l'adam shlo b'fonov bein katan shegir oviv bein shegir bezin yochal limchos m'shiyagdil. Then ein dino ki yischo mumo. Because then kedusha of ein kedushin, that's the key test. Ela k'ovik yichovim. Tamed v'ram amurim shonohag mina yadus m'shiyagdil. Aber nohag mina yadus m'shiyagdil. Shuv en yochol limchos. Now, from this mechaber, what would you say? Does he have to tell him the kid's going to be bar mitzvah? He never knew that he was adopted. Do you have to tell someone that he's an adopted child? That's one of the classic shailas that are asked. People who adopt children, I personally am involved heavily in infertility management, and unfortunately, when it doesn't work, we end up adopting children. Do you have to tell a child, we're looking for a goy, you only want a goyish child, we don't want Jewish children. Too complicated, chash mamzeros. So you're looking for a goyish child. So you have to be megayer. Do you have to tell him? I get him, I take a shiksele that's pregnant, and I pay her bills, that's how we do it. Send her away. Usually, who gives her up the child? So she gets it from a Bukovic family, and they're embarrassed, and she's embarrassed. And so they go away someplace to a relative far away someplace, and they have the baby over there, right? And then the baby's picked up by the adoptive parents. So meanwhile, all the legal work is taken care of. So do you tell them or not? Why tell him? Why do you want to tell him for? What's the advantage to tell him? You don't tell him. No mitzvah to tell him. But if igdilu yochol limchos, right? I'm afraid he's going to find out when he's 25 years old, when he's 40 years old, right? And decides, okay, my secretary is a nice shiksa, right? I'll chuck my wife. I'm a goy anyway. I'll marry the shiksa. How do you get caught? See, from the Loshon Mechaber is, if Nohag Mini Yahadus, if after becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, on Sunday he puts on tefillin, finished, he can't be Moch anymore. But do you have to tell him in advance or not? Must he know that he was adopted? That's the Shabbos. The Atem Mechaber doesn't say it anymore.
Is there also a chiluk between having to tell him that they're adopted, telling them they have the option of opting out?
Oh, do you have to tell them the options of opting out? Or poor kid didn't learn Chesubis Daf Yud Aleph, he doesn't know about Omar Rabbi Yosef. That's a shy. In other words, do you need a Kabbalas Gerus when he becomes a God? That's what you're saying. I don't need Milu Tvila anymore, but I need a Kabbalas Gerus. Look at the Sam Sofer. A piece of Chubaches. Okay, the Chubas Sam Sofer simulation Gimel, Hela, Dafilu Gam Leidoso Shalom Bikdusha, meaning, not that the Gerus, you have it, it's the piece of Chubah on page 3, in Yeredei Yerei Samaches. What I mean, Leidoso Shalom Bikdusha, meaning the mother wasn't Mizgaya while pregnant with him, but he was born a girl. Kolshin is Gairo Imo Echad Meyavosov, not even the father alone. He specifies, even the mother. Eino Yochol Limchos. Why? Meyacha Shedas Harif Pekacholis. Chav Yesus says so in Ksubis Yochol Limchos. But the Rif in Yevomis Paskin is Eino Yochol Limchos. Delolam Eino Yochol Limchos Afilu Giru Besen. Ubahag, she called the war of the Kabbalah. He's here at some sort of name dropping. And the Bahag, who no one starts up with Balalochs Gedolos, right? Posak al Kopochus, Beviu Avosov, I feel Lolus Gaia Imo, also in Yocholimchos, that if the parents brought him, even though they're not Megaia, he can be Mocher. The Korum Levada Shkabdas Aramam who came. Ubashita Bekabetz Havi Rabbi Meaposki, the Posku Akal Pochas Bizgair Imo, and Yocholimchos, Ubarosh Pekamaduksubis, Lomatsino Shacholik Lahed Yalze, Imkain, and Sophic the Hocha Hilkelsen. Rabbi Yosef said in Ksubis, we know by now that there are Machoks in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef said that Yocholimchos, but from the Gemara Yavamas, the way the Rif and the Bahag and the Rosh, and he thinks the Rambam too, Ram Shat, and Yocholimchos. Right? Because of the hechid yochol limchos, vaday dem ikir okar hagerus lebefora. If yochol limchos, those who are yochol limchos, certainly hayayin hanisho shenokabo kodim achoso who kachol magoi kachovim kotten. Bimbo abas yisroel biyosu ben tes, right? Likewise, nifsol meikakuna because he's a goy, akum shebo abas yisroel, it makes him into a chalolo. That's here, we have just about time for that. Here, why don't you take a look at the Eagles on page 9. Okay. And he wants to learn different shots. In even in the Chassam Sofer, Mashver held that always Yochol Limchos. Right. We don't have enough time today. We'll start the Mitzvah next week on the adoption. Yeah, but Bedinyan, you have it Sim Kufchut Samar Beis. Okay, Bedinyan adaptieren Kinder Shosim Bemnina Zu. Okay. Look at, we'll talk about the whole problem of adoption has there. Loche Nire, you have the end, towards the end of the second column, on page 9. Loche Nire, I have it underlined by you?
No.
No? I don't know if it's something I underlined before. I gave it to you, it was not after. Lochei nira leforesh, you have it? Shehu al ger kotel shenigdar v'lo idiyo shu ger.
About 9 lines out.
Right.
A little more, 10 lines out.
Di rishoi liso bas Yisroel v'lo chashinan shema yimche kishizvada. You have it? You have the place? Okay. V'af lach sam sofer. The Yeshua's chus Godol ena yochel imchos, gam benesgai avoysev shor yerutzim legadlo imro yeger kamosam. Kan lo shar ze, dem lo yisro ze lo keich oso legadlo lechyoso yusa harbi nochem man yudu. He gives up shat in the Sam Sofer, and therefore says Sam Sofer doesn't talk about our time and place. He says the time of Sam Sofer, that's chuz gomohulo, that's really basic Sam Sofer you see inside, learning shat and tell you what's called chuz gomo. As I said before, what are you going to be? He refused to join the family in Gelus. You think it's possible? The parents will chase him out into the street. He doesn't want to become Jewish. So obviously, it's chuz gomolo to join the family in being Jewish. He says, that's because then, if you chase a little boy out to the street, he'll die in the street. Don't want to take care of him. But Bizman said there are plenty of people who pick up the child from the street and will support him and will take him in and adopt him, right? Therefore, it's not such a big schus to him. Not such a big schus to him, therefore, yochol imchos. Look again, see you inside. Yeshus, any yochol imkan, but this guy, I was to show you, Rosh, the guy, God, lo, him, lo, ye, ge, kamosa. They would refuse to raise him. Kan, lo, shar, ze, dim, lo, ye, be, yisrael, ze, lo, ke, rosh, the God, lo, lech, yoso, yim, tzu, ha, be, nochim, ab, dina, zu, shay, lo, kamosa, the God, lo, lech, yoso, be, noch, yoso. Nishar, rak, as, chus, she, nas, a, ge, schus, ze, hu, lo, nech, shav, schus, bo, I don't think that's correct. That's correct, Chuck. I think it's, again, it speaks to reality. You talk about a child that's raised 13 years in a family. Says, well, it's no big deal for him. You'll chase him out. He'll join some other family. It's not realistic to say that. That's not called schus gomrulo, to remain in this family. The idea that my friend had in mind was, oh, if you chase him out on the street, he'll die of hunger. Right? No one's going to pick him up. Who cares about a little boy dying in the street? So that won't happen nowadays. We don't find that. We have welfare agencies, etc. But the idea of being chased away from his family, he has siblings, he has a mother and father that raised him for 13 years, that's not schus gomrulo. He should go ahead and now suddenly go hunt for a foster home to take care of him. I don't think it's realistic there. And that Sam Sofer's analysis, that's schus gomrulo, I believe, is correct. And that's but it's understand. You have to understand how. Go back a little higher up on that paragraph, how the Shver held, right? Abok shall you do also? That's the question that you asked over there. Abok shall you do also? Hare yuchlo limchos l'olam kol zman sheyizvadu. So a 50-year-old fellow, find out that he was adopted, can decide not to be Jewish. And he will not be called a mumr, he'll be called an akum. Right, and Kedusha was not Kedusha. So therefore, and what happens? Like he was married for 20 years to a woman, she can walk away without a get. Because it was no Kedusha, it was a goy. Right. Certainly, the Chasam Sofer's psak makes life more normal for Gator. The fact that in the Yochel Limchos, that it's a finite act, it was finished, and nothing yet unfinished, right? Otherwise, it's kind of they spend their lives always in a limbo, maybe yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
A little confused. Ramosh in this tshuva is talking about adoption, right? The Chasam Sofer was talking about biological.
No, he's talking about being Megaya, the guy who, the kid who's adopted.
The kid was adopted. So Rebbe suggesting that according to the Chasam Sofer it should be considered a schus gomer even for adoption?
The what?
Is Rebbe suggesting against Rav Moshe that according to the Chasam Sofer it should be considered as a schus gomer even for adoption?
Of course. Schus gomer is that he's been raised for 13 years in the family.
But don't you determine the schus at the time of the tefillah? Isn't that where Rav Moshe is coming from? Once he's there in the family for 13 years, he doesn't want to leave. But at this time that they're being toivel him, so Ramosh is reasoning that to be machnes him as a Jew into this Jewish family is not necessarily schus gomer because another goyish family.
No, we're talking about higdilu yochel limchos.
But I thought that's the second paragraph. In the first paragraph, isn't he dealing with if you could be mocha, that's because it's not a schus gomer. If you can't be mocha, that's because it is a schus gomer. At the time of the
tefillah. No, the other way around. If it's a schus gomer, you can't be moche. If it's not a schus gomer, you can be moche.
Right, so at the time of the
tefillah,
isn't
Ramosh
saying
that? No, at the time of
mechor.
At the time of mechor, You say, could he be mocha not? You say, well, was it a time of tefillah or schuz gomo for him? Schuz gomo. He doesn't question that it's a schuz gomo for a little boy to be raised a Jew.
But he's saying that this kid who's not Jewish is being adopted by the Jewish family could just as easily be adopted by
No, that's wrong. No, not that he's adopted. That is a schuz gomo. We'll have another tshuva where he questions there whether it is a proper thing to take to engage in a geirus with a family that's not religious, right? Where the Shrel hesitates and initially says davar poshut, it says a schuz gomo to be an irreligious Jew rather than be a goy. No, the issue is on at the time of Vachor. That's right. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitchum, next week we'll pick up the Shirayim that has to be taken.
Reminder, is it Tuesday versus